Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it just
a body punching?
I was hit him with body punching. I heard him actually, he was crying in there. You're saying that Big was crying when you hit him?
Yes.
When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
So you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely, I knew you were cuffing, you were taking those punches.
Beyonce Productions.
Making women gestures like,
Let's go, champ.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another spontaneous edition of TBV. I'm hoping you subscribe to the YouTube channel, you receive this notification, and you rocking out with us late night. You got an early morning show today, and now you're getting a bedtime special, and I'm joined by my co-hosts, both Round and Mike. We're here to discuss Danny Garcia's latest headline. You know, where he's basically saying, you know, Mikey's skilled, but he's just too small for the bigger, stronger Errol Spence. Pretty much what we've all been saying. But since this fight seems to be all but done and definitely happening, we're here to discuss it. So let me head on out to the co-host and let you know this is what we're going to be talking about. So if you're interested, you already know. 1-425-569-5241. And Jack, since it's 3 in the morning in the UK, don't type when you can Skype. Add Nestor Gibbs on Skype and be part of the conversation.
BoxingVoice.com.
I've been doing this. I ain't been up and fell off. I've been through the Lennox Lewis era, the Nassim Hamed era, the Sugar Shane Moses era, the Oscar De La Hoya era, the Mafia Tony Brewer. I've been through all the eras, and I still been
talking. I'm going to talk, but you do too much talk. The thing is this.
People want their subjective preference to be the objective reality.
HBO needs to fire you. You don't know shit about
boxing. So another saga into the whole Mikey Garcia and Errol Spence. We're going to discuss some weight matters. You know, Danny Garcia is someone who's moved up in weight. He competes in welterweight division, and he has his own personal opinions on if Mikey Garcia is going to be able to compete in this welterweight division against not just a welterweight, but the truth, Errol Spence Jr. But what's up, Mike? What's up?
I speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. I can't say it enough. I speak it, believe it.
Two attempts, handed bands over. Sicko hit, shot and missed. Two to stand over. Breadwinner, huh? Look who in the building. Let me check my Instagram. I might be at a million.
And I'm in.
BoxingVoice.com.
Yo, what's going on, baby? We back with another one late night. This is my kind of night right here, baby. I like to be up at nighttime doing shows. Nestor, he's more of a 5 o'clock in the morning guy, early morning guy. He likes to get up early and do shit. But me, I like to do stuff throughout the night. So this right here is perfect, right up my alley. Mikey Garcia. Everybody seems to have this same opinion about Mikey Garcia moving up to fight Errol Spence. I mean, this might be the voice of the people, but I have been having the ear of the people. I've been listening. I've been on IG. I've been posting things. I've been having polls about is Mikey doing the right thing? And there's been a lot of comments in the comment section about Mikey going to get knocked out within 4 rounds, or Mikey's too flabby and he's going against a body puncher like Errol Spence, or Mikey just out of his depths. And I mean, hey, I don't know what Mikey sees, but if he's adamant about getting this fight, then I have no other choice but to watch it and, I mean, not be behind him, but hey, root that he's come out healthy. But let's get into it.
Hey, man, if I was guaranteed some money, I'd say I could see something too. Don't mean I'm guaranteeing a win.
What that mean? Like, he just taking it for a paycheck? Like, I mean, what? How big is the paycheck is he getting against Errol Spence?
I mean, listen, Kell Brook made history, right, without winning. Like, he's still going to go down as the guy that fought Gennady Golovkin, moved up two divisions. Oh, he did good as long as it lasted. He, you know, landed, he hit Gennady with uppercuts like no one's ever hit him with. That was enough to get him in the history books.
Ron G, don't let him do this. Don't let him do this. Tell him about a time when a small guy moved up and beat the shit out of a bigger guy.
Well, hold on. I mean, here's you can go back and forth. Like, let's just say Mikey Garcia is a four-division world champion. He started his career at, what, like 126. So he captured 126, 130, 135, 140, right? Now, there's only two fighters that have done that kind of same weight class. Obviously, one is Manny Pacquiao, who's exceeded beyond that. But the other person was Juan Manuel Marquez. And at that point, when he actually competed for the 147 title, he lost against Timothy Bradley. So at that point, you know, it doesn't really happen as a fighter at 126 to go all the way up to 147 and capture the title. And, you know, it's just a case by case, man. Is this just a case where, Juan Manuel Marquez, when he moved up, when he did have a successful win, it was against Manny Pacquiao at 147. They didn't have a title, but they were both naturally smaller guys. So the success was there because he's already competed that guy many times, and they're both small. Errol Spence is a bigger guy than Manny Pacquiao, especially in comparison when you put Mikey Garcia. Like, these guys are a totally different type of weight class, you know, because Errol Spence has been rumored to compete possibly up to 154, if that.
Well, let's bring in.
What's up, man?
Oh shit, that was totally an accident. But it's actually Rob that has your, you know, Chicano warrior core eyes, so I can't really play any intros for you. But Daniel in Las Vegas, what up, Rainwalk Danny? What's going on? It's been a long time.
It has been a long time, guys. What's going on? Happy to be on the show. You know, here to talk some boxing with you guys. A lot to talk about.
So, I mean, you're the only Mexican on the panel, bro. Let us know. How do you feel about the Puerto Rican? Because that's like an embedded rivalry. You guys have Mexican versus Puerto Rican. I mean, you think it boils down to that? Is Danny just sticking to his Puerto Rican side and saying that the Mexican is going to lose? Or does he... You know, is there some fact to his statement? Is Mikey just too small for the bigger, stronger Errol Spence?
Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see come fight night, should that fight take place. But
the Mexican and him taking the let's leave it open in case Mikey wins route.
No, I'm gonna be honest with you. If you're asking me to pick somebody, I do think Errol Spence wins. I do think that Mikey will have success against Errol at points in that fight. Probably the most success anybody has had against Errol. But I just, you know, we heard it from Rob Brandt, who was in camp with Errol. He said that Errol comes into camp about 175. That's light heavy. He just is really good at losing weight. I do think that Errol is going to be just a bigger guy against Mikey Garcia.
Now, you were talking about Mikey Garcia being able to have success. Like, do you find this fight going to be competitive? Like, do you guys find any moment in this fight to be any type of competition? Or is it just going to be a slaughter? Like, is it going to be
one thing that I'm finding on IG right now under a post? If you go check out the TBV IG page. Props to him. This dude ain't ducking no one and chasing big title fights. This is a big fight for Mikey. Win or lose, he got balls. He got my vote. So there are people out there that are on the Mikey bandwagon, are on the Mikey train, that thinks they're to be great, and damn it, he can do it. So, I mean.
And that's exactly what I mean by the, you know, he's going to get a pass. Kelber got a pass. Khan got a pass. But let me quote here Danny Garcia saying, and I quote, "Mikey's a good fighter. He's a good fighter. He's real technical fighter. He has good speed, good timing, good power. I just feel like, I don't know what he thinks. I don't know how he is mentally, but I just feel like it's not a good fight for him."
Well, look, guys, if I said I don't think Errol Spence is a good fight for Danny Garcia, if we're being honest. Like, and he's been champ at 147. Like, Errol Spence isn't a good fight for anybody. Let's just be quite frank. Errol Spence is a dog. Tip my hat off to Mikey for one of those challenges. He says, nothing catches my eye more. Nothing intrigues me more than an Errol Spence matchup. He's been saying that for a year now. So you can't dog him for that. Like, you definitely got to tip your hat.
I'm going to tell you why. If this were the other way around, Mike, and it were...
My name's Danny, but go ahead.
I know your name's Danny, but we have a Mike on the panel. I was including him. All right? Don't worry about it. But if this were Danny, right? You made me lose my train of thought here. I should hook you for that. Damn it.
Yo, you said it the other way around.
Yo, man, speaking of hooks, man, shout out to the fans, bro, for helping me out. Well, not even fans, man. Shout out to all the supporters for helping me out coming up with a title for my interview segment. We're going to call it Mike's Checks Hook. So check it out, man.
Got it. All right. So ask yourself this, not the world, not the general public, us right here on the panel. If Mikey lost to Danny Garcia in his first fight at welterweight, would he be as forgiven? Would he get the same pardon that he's going to get in the Errol Spence fight? My answer is absolutely not. Why? Because people would have him maybe favorite to beat Danny Garcia and expect him to win. And if Danny came and beat him, then all of a sudden, it would be like, oh, Mikey's this bum, you know? But if he loses to Earl, he's no bum because we expect him to lose because Earl is this big, bad wolf. And that's exactly why he's not coming up to welterweight taking the regular route. Because, again, if he looks mediocre, Ron, versus Danny Garcia, he doesn't go in there in this quote-unquote four-divisional champion, pound for pound, doesn't even barely squeaks a decision versus Danny, then the mystique of him actually beating Earl is out the fucking window.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just common. Like, it's anything sports related. Like, the most notorious one was Conor McGregor came in and fought Floyd Mayweather. It's just like that boosted his whole entire thing because, oh, he's not expected to lose. So anything Mikey does in the Spence fight will give him some sort of success because that's how high Errol Spence is looked upon in the welterweight division. If Conor or those guys took another fight that was lesser of these so-called quote, like let's say Conor fought Paulo Malignaggi, the mystique would have been gone. So the whole thing is like Ness was saying, it's like if he's gonna jump and do it with a little insurance, do it in a way where Errol is on many people's pound for pound. So if you lose against another alleged pound for pound guy, it's like, oh, it's just two pound for pound guys.
Exactly. Why would I, as Conor McGregor, fight Paulie? Or why would I, as Mikey, fight Danny? What the fuck are these guys going to do for my career? I want the big bad wolf. I want the motherfucking payday. I want Floyd. I want Earl. I want the big guy that people say I can't beat.
Yeah, but you know what that says to me? You just want the check. Because had Conor...
It ain't about the check, man. It's about being great.
It ain't about being great. No, no, no.
It ain't about being great when you're taking a risk with your health, with your life. I guess a people look, call a monster at 147. He's the boogeyman. He's the monster. Come on, man.
Ain't taking no risk. Conor ain't taking no risk. Nobody ain't taking no fucking risk. All they doing is taking a check.
So you mean to tell me for Mikey to come up from 135.
No, it ain't no fucking risk. Not with
Big. You a fucking clown, bro. You a fucking clown, bro.
I know what
look, coming from. Look. I get where you coming. Bro, come on now.
With Big G in the corner and with Robert in the corner, it ain't gonna be no fucking different than Kelber. They're gonna throw in the towel. Mikey ain't getting hurt. Fuck out of here. You think I'm stupid?
Look, this is the whole thing. It's not the fact that we're discrediting Mikey for taking the fight, but it is what it is. Like, he's going up, he's taking this fight that many people don't think he's going to win. If he gets beat up, like, he gets the good check. It's a pay-per-view check. Granted the fact that, oh, well, you can't discredit, he's fighting Errol. Well, of course, no one's going to discredit Mikey. Just like how I say, I don't discredit Kell Brook.
No, Ness is.
I don't discredit Amir Khan fighting Canelo. But at the end of the day, Amir Khan's best check was with what? With Canelo. You know, Kell Brook had this big opportunity to get all this money with Triple G.
What if Mikey wins? Like, what if Mikey goes out there and fucking?
What if this dude, man?
You said what if Mikey loses? What if Robert throws in the towel? It's all what if. You what if Mikey would have fought Danny Garcia first?
I did not say what if. I said Mikey ain't getting hurt because Big G and Robert Garcia right there. They'll throw in the towel. I didn't say what if they throw. They throw.
Okay,
in
you didn't say
bro,
what if
bro, about bro. That, but my thing is,
what if he fought Danny first instead of what the fuck his name is?
Let me remind you, Mike, your analogy of Conor McGregor. You're like, oh, Conor goes for Paulie, blah, blah, blah. He got to go for the big fight. They're going after Earl. It's the big fight, big fight. I get you. But like I was trying to say, but I got interrupted. You know, that just explains to me that you're only in it for the check. Because had Conor came into boxing and went to Paulie first, we would have took him seriously because it's a fight that's winnable and we could get a true barometer of him and where he's at.
Bro, that's a terrible analogy, though. That's a horrible analogy.
King fight king. Here we go again. We don't fight no fucking peasants. No disrespect to Paulie being a peasant, but he's not on Conor's level.
You cutting me off only indicates that my metaphor is getting under your skin. But go ahead, Danny and Mike, King Cutoff Masters.
I'm just saying, I'm going out what Wilder said. Kings fight kings. We don't spend our times dealing with people that aren't kings.
Conor ain't no king.
Why come he not?
And what king did Mikey be? What king did Mikey be to be a king?
He's going to fight the kings of fucking history. The people, that say everybody, he's the best.
What king did Mikey be to be a king? To be saying the kings fight kings.
He's a multiple division world champion. He's regarded as one of the most pound for pound fighters.
Do I sound like an 8-year-old kid repeating myself? Or are you going to fucking answer the question? What king did he be?
What king?
He always loved to do the resume when it's fucking 6 minutes.
No,
I ain't got off my head. I ain't got off the top of my head. I don't know.
Y'all dudes latching on to nationality, dude. That like that's why
I'm black. What are you talking about?
That's like Mikey's so big because it's like, oh, he's Mexican. He's automatically got a fan base. No, he don't automatically got a fan base.
Look, everyone in the chat saying Broner and Easter his best win. That's what everyone's saying in the chat.
So are those
ain't a 5-time division champ? King?
Listen.
King?
Mike, you must want the Broner of the Year award, motherfucking.
What talking about Broner of the Year? I'm saying the guy got five belts before 30. So, come on, in five different divisions.
Let me just let you know the Broner of the Year award ain't you being his friend, is you being a donkey. If you trying to say Broner's a king. He ain't no king. He ain't a king in any world. Not this world. Realm. He ain't even a king in the fucking movie world.
Mike, five division. Don't say five division.
Four division. I'm sorry.
Five is a lot. That's what Mikey's trying to
do. All right. Hey, Mike, I give you $100 right now. You don't use BoxRec. You tell me who he won his first title from.
Damn it, man. Why you put me on the spot like this, bro?
Because he ain't no fucking king. My dad named me after a king. Fuck, we all kings if it's Broner a king. Fuck out of here, king. Yo, original Bruno said king of bums.
Everybody got to be king of something, goddamn. Look here.
Hey, Danny.
Go ahead, Danny.
All right. So, I mean, this king term, first off, let's stop using that Floyd Conor analogy. That's terrible.
Wilder said a king fight king.
No, it's not. Hold on.
It is terrible because they just said, yeah, okay, as far as that, but you taking somebody serious who's never fought a boxing match in their life and you taking a four division world champion serious.
It doesn't matter.
At the end of the day, I know it's different disciplines or whatever, but shit, you got to use your fist or whatever. I mean, look, fight.
If you discredit that, then you can discredit Mikey and Errol because Mikey never went to 147. Now, all of a sudden, he's going to 147.
Bro, it's the same fucking sport, yo. Like, is we serious? It's the same fucking sport, though.
Okay, how about this? Yeah. You tell me how many successful... Wow. Tell me how many successful 126 went over past 140 and got a belt besides Manny Pacquiao. Name it.
Bro, That's great. It's never been done. Mikey's going to win the fight. I'm not saying he's going to win the fight. What I'm saying is,
your fingers.
For one, it is a. My fingers. Honestly, I just said I'm picking Earl, yo. Like, you think everything's about skin color, bro? Like, you need to cut the shit out. What fucking Dominican boxes are in boxing? Get the fuck out of here, bro. Ain't shit about nationality. Ain't shit about nationality, bro. All I'm saying
ain't got no Dominican boxes.
Yo, come on. Thomas, what's up? What's up?
That's the one you don't watch the first fight Crawford because he's cherry picking.
I mean, Dominican Republicans, there's like Javier Fortuna.
I'm just fucking with it, bro. I'm just going to fuck off Danny.
Dominican Republic is known for baseball. Mexico is known for
football. Yeah, yeah.
So why you talking boxing? How about why you talking boxing? All right.
I'm talking boxing because...
Why you ain't talking baseball, baby?
Because race don't got shit to do with it. That's why. Because race don't got shit to do with it. This is what I'm saying. People are like Ness are saying, oh, for one, it's not going to be competitive, and two, he can't get hurt. Look, both fights that Mikey had at 140 against Broner and against Lipinets, right? Sergey Lipinets, yo, he didn't have the easiest fucking times. So he's going up. Why fight somebody coming off a loss like Danny? Because you ask me, Mikey beats Danny. Let's be for real. That's my thought.
But if he don't, he's never ever gonna be thought of pound for pound. That's exactly why he'd rather lose to Earl, because he can't go and lose to a regular welterweight.
Now you're getting it. It's all about legacy.
Now you're learning. Now you get what Nestor's serving you.
Bro, y'all keep talking about fucking Khan and Floyd trying to compare to that.
Who's Khan and Floyd? I never even mentioned Khan.
Bro, you was talking Connor and Floyd earlier. Oh, like
Connor, yes. Connor.
Look, man. The whole analogy was you're going for the gusto.
Ness said he was doing it for the check, bro. He's not doing it for the check.
If he was doing,
I don't know. I guess you don't watch Mikey Garcia interviews
then, because obviously he said I only want the big fights.
But if he was doing it for the check, though. Don't you think a long time ago he would have went to the zone with Eddie Hearn or went to ESPN or somewhere?
Listen.
That ain't that type of check. This is a different type of check. Remember that Eddie Hearn and your little the zone that you want to bring up was willing to offer Mikey and Earl $8 million each. So when we're talking about Mikey and Earl, we're talking about a real big fight that Al Haymon has to at least match, because them boys got offered $8 million each across the street. So I don't know. We're like, what's the point? What are you bringing up?
I'm saying if it was about a check and a check with no risk, you go take the fuck $8 million, don't you?
No.
I'm pretty sure Eddie will offer him the $8 million without Earl.
No, did Vargas get $8 million to fight fucking the lawman?
Vargas fucking Mikey Garcia?
Oh, so you saying they're gonna give Mikey $8 million to fight somebody like the lawman?
No, I'm not saying that, but they'll probably give him 3 or 4.
To get $8 million, you got to do what he's doing. You're going to have to fight somebody that's intriguing.
Yeah, exactly. And I was going to say, like, why all of a sudden Mikey gets a pay-per-view fight now? Like, this isn't talks for pay-per-view. He's never had anything for pay-per-view.
I'll tell you why right fucking now. Okay. The same reason Wilder and Fury getting a fucking pay-per-view, because they can't put enough asses in the fucking seat to pay those motherfuckers.
They got
to
recoup their fucking money. Thank you, Danny. They got to recoup their fucking money.
No, stop. So you're saying Wilder is not the biggest Showtime viewership as a fighter? Like, he doesn't, because when you put Mikey's numbers and Wilder's numbers, I for damn sure say Wilder's a better bet, because Mikey
did 1.8 million versus Luis Ortiz with 3 simultaneous big other telecasts happening in the world. Okay, Bobby. So when you say, oh, the same reason, no, it's not the same reason. First of all, Wilder is what Mikey isn't, a heavyweight. Okay, so when you're a heavyweight and you're American and you got a title and you have a good dance partner, yes, that could be a pay-per-view. But for Mikey, let me finish. But for Mikey, who's only 135 pounder with fringe contenders as winners, the biggest name on his resume is Adrian Broner, an underachiever. He needs to do something outside of the box. If you listen to his interview, he says, if I win this, I'm a guaranteed pay-per-view star, which he is. Every fight after this will be pay-per-view. Him versus Danny, him versus fucking, I mean, he can, and guess what?
Manny Pacquiao.
After beating Earl, he doesn't have to go again straight into a tough fight and fight a Sean Porter or even a Pacquiao.
He ain't got to stay at fucking 147 either.
Well, if you want to
fight Pacquiao at fucking 140, 144.
He got Lomachenko.
Lomachenko, yeah.
If he wants to make money, listen, Loma's a big fight, but if Mikey beats Earl, he's throwing Loma a bone. Going backwards.
So y'all mean
fight fucking Terrence. If he beat Earl, he gotta fight Terrence. Period.
Yeah, but not now, because again, he's in the PBC world. So he beats Earl, he might have to rematch Earl, but he still got a unification with Sean. He got a big ass pay-per-view with a Puerto Rican and Danny Garcia. He got hella shit. Oyster, if he wins,
and that's why absolutely. You go for Earl and not Danny. Ness, you're making our point for us. Like, come on.
Yes. That's how you sell it. But what little man has actually won?
It's only been one.
Now look, that's why they gonna step in the ring. I'm not saying Mikey's gonna win, but for y'all to sit here and say that Wilder and Fury or Spence and Mikey would get paid what they want to get paid without pay-per-view is fucking beyond me. How the fuck do you pay them?
Listen, the whole point of the reason why they can generate the amount of money that requires pay-per-view is because of the fight. Mikey had to take this fight to get a pay-per-view. If Mikey was fighting, I don't know, like Pedraza or some shit.
If Mikey was fighting Lomachenko, it won't be pay-per-view. And if Mikey was fighting Lomachenko, it won't be $8 million guarantee. You got to do something special to get special money and attention. Stop it, Danny. But then he says it's not about nationality. Get the fuck out.
But what I'm getting at, yes, you doing something special to be a pay-per-view fight. But guess what? These motherfuckers will not get paid if it wasn't for the pay-per-view. If it wasn't for the pay-per-view.
So he's not doing for the money?
No, bro, you think?
I agree. Yeah. Well, listen, I agree. We don't have to argue about that. When you're talking about $8 million per fighter, yeah, you need to sell it on pay-per-view.
Bro, because look, Showtime subscription, if you just get a Showtime subscription, $11.99 a month. DAZN is $10. You think that Showtime costing more per subscription could pay them $8 million a piece without a pay-per-view? Absolutely not. They have to do a pay-per-view in order to pay them what they deserve to be paid. Point blank, period.
That's not necessarily true. First of all, the way that is done is that they get a yearly budget, right? And secondly, we already know off speculation that the budget is around $60 million. So they could absolutely carve out $16 million for one fight. That is a lot. That is a lot, but they can do it. They can do it because guess who's done an entire 12 months worth of boxing with $28 million? HBO. So think again, Daniel. Think again.
But does this budget include the Wilder Fury budget? Because you know, said reports are come out like each guy got 15.
Well, again, Baba, that's why they doing pay per view. Daniel, I agreed with him. That he has a point. These fights go to pay per view to cover those purses. You know, you get outside investors or outside sponsors. You know that. Why do you think you see De La Hoya and Golden Boy with O'Reilly Auto Parts and Tecate and all that? You know what I mean? They paying some of that. Site fees, you know, the casinos, everybody got to get some and give some.
Bro, so, look, I'm going to tell you right now. Everybody, like you guys were with, what's his name? The ticket resale dude, right? You guys did the show with him the other day. Yeah, yo, so they could have did Wilder Fury at Mandalay Bay in Vegas. and sold out. They would have actually sold that out. They're not going to sell out the Staples Center. But guess what they are going to do at the Staples Center? The Lakers play at the Staples Center Thursday. They play there Friday. And they play there the day after the fight on Sunday. So Sam Watson already said that LeBron's confirmed being at the fight, and LeBron's not shy of being at fights. They said that they're trying to get Wilder and Fury to face off at halftime the day before. So that's the best thing they could have did, bro. So they're going to bring in that L.A. crowd, that L.A. celebrity crowd. Boom. The majority of the tickets to that fight that are sold will be sold in the last 48 hours.
What's prior that to do with Mikey Earl?
Yeah, I was going to say, what's the general consensus?
I think he just misses being on the show. He wants to go to the
what's the general Danny Garcia coming? Do you agree or do you disagree?
That's how they're going to push it. Say it again.
The general consensus on the Danny Garcia comment. Do we agree with it or do we not agree with it?
I agree with it.
Like I said at the start, like I said on the Instagram post on TBV Space, I agree. Like, Errol is way bigger than Mikey. I feel like that will be the determining factor. Now, if Mikey pulls it off, then you can't take that away from him. Let's see how competitive, if it is competitive of a fight, it will be.
You know what? Fuck it.
Pulls it off,
that
bro.
That goddamn camera on me, man. Look here. I got Mikey Garcia winning the damn fight.
But that don't Mike.
Against Errol Spence. He's going to go all 12 and win a unanimous decision against Errol Spence. You heard it here first.
I got Errol killing this guy. I got Errol like literally having to go buy a casket before the fight starts. And then he's going to kill him and then put him in the casket.
Listen, Mike, it's corny already. Like, oh, you heard it here first. Just pick the guys you're going to pick. Like, saying it all tough and bad, like, you always get it wrong.
Look here, don't bring up my record, bro. Anybody bring up who you pick and how many you got wrong? All right, I can pick who I want to pick and how I want to pick it. If I want to be expressive and pick somebody, I can be expressive and pick somebody.
You just said that shit Thursday. It was like words born. Y'all heard it here first. I got Ryan Martin, and then it didn't happen. So it's like, we don't care that we heard it first, bro. We've already heard it a couple dozen times. You keep getting it wrong.
I want to take that comment from the ledger. I don't agree with that objection. You know what I'm saying? Ron Martin was a blue chip prospect. Okay, he just went in and he fell under the able spell.
Prospect. His nickname was Blue Chip.
Oh, okay. Well, blue chip prospect name, blue chip, same thing. We all like chips. You know what I'm saying? So anyway.
Look, I love the effort, and you can't ever like I said, Kell Brook. You can't ever discredit him for fighting Triple G. Amir Khan, you can't ever discredit him. Like, he went and fought Canelo. But at the end of the day, these guys just didn't succeed. And for that,
and just so for y'all, just so y'all know, this,
to go fight like, Spence.
This is like literally not for show. Like, before Kell Brook fought Triple G, it's on my Twitter. I will screenshot it. I picked Kell Brook. You know what I mean? I literally got on my Twitter before I even TBV, and I picked Kell Brook.
Oh, but you are a inner city man, like, you gonna root for the underdog. It's in our nature. That's why you got Daniel the Mexican rooting for the underdog Mexican. Like,
oh, bro, I said at the start of the show I got Errol, bro. What is you got
Errol, but you telling me you're not rooting for Mikey?
Bro, I'm honestly, I'm a bigger fan of Errol than I am Mikey.
You're not gonna root for Mikey because I see you holding your cheeks in and everything from smiling, dog. Like, what you think?
I'm smiling because you sitting over there with that colorful ass fucking comb brushing that fucking hair on your face, bro. That's why I'm smiling, bro. You fucking hilarious.
Colorful comb. Yo, that's called deflection, but it's all right. Let me get out to these callers and end this shit real quick because we were supposed to do 30.
Smash that thumbs up button if you like what you're hearing.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Going out to New Orleans.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce to you a young fella, and he comes from the Magnolia.
fire, remain in the cheese. Until the moment you expire, you know what it is. You may be cutting out of something you can't.
Whoa. What's happening, Ness?
N-O, what up?
Say, Mike, bro.
What's good, baby?
Mike, bro, I don't know what's going on. Mike, I don't know what's going on with you tonight, though. You normally be on point here and there, bro. I really, I just can't go on. I think you're trying to make the show interesting or some shit, though. You heard me? Because, though, we keep it all the way real on the boxing voice, you heard? We go for the underdog. Like, Ness, he'll go for Danny Garcia when you know Danny gonna get his ass whooped. You know what I'm saying? It's cool, like, you heard me? But, man, we already knew that this a Kell Brook and Mick Kine that Danny about to, I mean, not Danny, Mikey about to pull off here, bro. You heard me? He gonna run up there, he gonna get his ass whooped, bro. I hope he don't go to the hospital and no shit. I don't think Robert Garcia gonna let him take that much punishment like that, because he said when he saw the Lamont Peterson fight, that's what let him know that he can beat Spence. I don't know what the hell Mikey Garcia saw in that motherfucking fight. And Lamont Peterson got dismantled in that motherfucker. It let him know that he was gonna win that damn fight, bro. I'm about to go watch it. I'm gonna see. I don't know what the hell Mikey saw in that fight to let him know, man, I can win this fight. That's a whole bunch of bullshit, man. You heard Mikey going up there, he gonna get that check to fight Spence. Once he get his eye socket broke or some shit in that fight,
cut it. And we love you, but it's late night here on the East Coast. We're getting a minute and a half to everybody. We're going out to Scorsese on Skype. Talk to me.
I know what he saw. He saw Lamont Peterson, foster daddy, covering him up, and he was like, my brother can do that for me. I'm going to give Errol Spence another family member having to save somebody else. That gave him, he's just doing this for the career of Errol Spence. He just getting sacrificed. He got $3.5 million to fight Lippin, yes, right? So he probably had to sign some kind of contract that if I pay you this money right here that you ain't going to get nowhere else. You got to do something for the man they call Al Haymon. And what Al Haymon needs is Errol Spence to get a name for us to talk about it. Good or bad, he need another star. He need a wealth. The heavyweights don't sell. They ain't going to sell until one fight. Tyson Fury, Joshua ain't going to do it. They need welterweights. Floyd made everybody welterweight fans. Deal with it. He need Errol Spence, Keith Thurman. He need them guys get a name. So he paid them. And now he got Mikey Garcia sacrificed. Danny Garcia 100% right. Danny Garcia just telling his inner feelings. Like, hell, Earl too big for me. What the fuck you think he is for this Garcia? That's all it is. It shouldn't be a fight. But I tell you what, if it was Terrence Crawford versus Mikey Garcia, the same people hating on it, I'd be flat out loving it. And it would really rejuvenate Terrence's little career instead of fighting these people we don't want to see him fight or the people we really never wanted to see him fight. At least Earl got killed. But damn, you know, that's my cop.
Don't you be so disrespectful. I had an interview with Bo Mac today, and he addresses all that bullshit y'all want to bring up. It will be out tomorrow. Stay tuned.
That's the thing. He the one always addressing it, man. Let me get the info.
Blame your ass. Now, I try to get this in camp, baby. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying.
Yeah, and what he say? Oh, nah, we don't fuck with Ness.
Nah, he was like, okay.
What?
I was like, hey, man, you got a bit new flavor at the Boxing Voice, and you got a real Terrence Crawford fan, and we would love to be in Terrence Crawford's camp. And I'm telling you, like, when I say I'm a fan, bro, like, I go to bat for him. He was like, okay, well, I will talk to Terrence about it, and we'll try to get y'all in camp.
Bro, that's a big-ass no.
Hey, I'm just saying, bro. I'm just saying, bro. You can be what it want to be, you know what I'm saying? You never know until you try.
No!
Yo, that's true, man. Good. I mean, you gotta try. And you know what they say? Closed mouth don't get fed. And my boy said the best. Speak it, believe it, receive it.
It's the info, Joe.
Tell the truth, yo. Tell the truth.
This portion of the show we call In the Know, presented by my brother.
Tell the truth, yo. Tell the truth.
Yo, check this out. Hey, man, I don't solely believe that it's just for the money, man. I don't like, first of all, you know I don't like this fight. I think Mikey's going to get thrown to the whoops. But I think I'm a good judge of character, man. I think in Mikey's mind, he really thinks he can win, man. So did Kell Brook.
Kell Brook thought the same thing. And so did Khan. Like, everybody thinks they could win, bro. Who goes in there thinking they're going to lose?
Okay, that's why I'm saying I don't think it's just solely money. I will say this. Skill set-wise, Mikey and Spence are equal. It's nothing that Spence does that much better than Mikey, skill set-wise, technique and all that above. But it is just the weight difference. Now, which is, like we always say, a good big fighter beat a small good fighter. But if you had to choose three things that you think in Mikey's mind he saw to beat Spence, what would it be? That's my call. I don't know, but I just want to toss that out there to the callers. In his mind, if he had to see something in Spence that he can take advantage of and win, what would it be? That's my call, brothers. Peace.
Maybe the high guard.
Man, he ain't gonna survive.
I don't know about that, man. We'll see, though. I mean, look, I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna be tuned in. I'm gonna be tuned right on in.
Absolutely, absolutely. Probably do a live fight chat for it too. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure.
Oh, definitely.
People definitely watch that fight.
Yeah, y'all could do the live fight chat. I'll be ringside covering the fight. Y'all do that.
Ring walk Danny, baby. You got a name for a reason. You feel me?
Yeah, that's your name for a reason. Ring walk. You gotta be walking by the ring.
Hey, and this is totally off topic, but they just announced the final HBO card will be Chocolatito and Carson. So we got Wilder December 1st, Chocolatito December 8th, and Canelo December 15th.
Chocolatito, man.
Canelo's not on HBO.
Ooga,
no, ooga. I'm saying 3 weeks in a row of Ringwalk being on the road, but you know, that's what I do. That's what I do.
But you going to see Chocolatito? That's like, bleh.
I'm going to see the final HBO card. Is what I'm going to see.
Final HBO.
And we had a super chat for Rahman Big R. He said, "Yo," and we got one from Jeffrey Rodriguez. It's TBV all fucking day. Let's hit that like button one time. Shout out to my boy Jeffrey.
Yo, he said I'm going because this is the last HBO card. I would not go because it's the last HBO card. I'm right now. I'm like, fuck HBO. They tapped out. I thought you was my man. You used to ride with me. You know what I'm saying? Now you took boxing away. I can't even fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? But let me get to 909-503 California. First time caller.
Hey, what up? What up?
First time caller.
Can y'all hear me?
First time caller.
Nah. It's Jesus.
Jesus, what up?
Hey, well, what up? Yo, is this fight really happening?
That was what it's looking like. Yeah, man, they talking about January 19th, right, or February? But yeah, I mean, you know, Mikey's saying that they're very close was his quote.
But I thought Pac-Man and AB were fighting January.
Yeah. So they got the February date. I made that mistake.
Yeah. I got Arrow.
Yeah. So what we're discussing is that Danny.
I think
Danny Garcia is saying that Mikey is way too small for Earl.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
No. I don't agree with that. Nah. Mikey's buggy.
No. Danny Garcia is saying that Mikey Garcia is way too small for Earl Spence. And that he's gonna lose.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Hey, big homie, bro, what you smoking on, big dog? You gotta be smoking on something good over there in Cali, man. What you smoking on?
Sorry though. Errol Spence's resume is way better. Way better. But I mean, I have Keith Thurman being the pound for pound king right now.
That nigga smoking good, but I'm telling you, what are you smoking on over there?
This guy.
I 147. I 147.
That's
I
right. 147. You tell him,
He already beat Porter, and then he already beat Danny Garcia. All he has to do is beat Errol and Crawford. And Crawford's too small.
Yo, you making nothing but sense to me.
I mean, I'm not saying they're going to be easy fights. I'm not saying they're going to be easy fights, but I just have I have Thurman being Errol and Crawford, just like he did Porter and Danny Garcia.
Yo, B, I mean, I got to cut you because, you know.
My man hasn't fought in 20 months.
Cut it.
Gary in Texas. Listen, Jesus, thanks for calling in, but everybody's getting a minute and a half. Gary, Texas, talk to me.
Cut it.
So he's saying that Keith Thurman could beat Errol and Crawford, and Mike is saying that Mike, you know damn well Mikey Garcia is not going to beat Errol Spence. Why are you trying to troll this group here? You know Mike's not going to win that fight. I'm with Ron. He's gonna pick out his casket now.
But hey, look here. Back a long time ago, people thought the Demi world was flat. We figured out that was wrong. One point of time that we said Columbus found America, we figured out that was wrong. And people are already here. So what I'm getting to, people are wrong from time to time, bro. It happens. Mikey Garcia may see something that we don't see. Just like in history, the people, the fortune favors the brave. That's it. And the bold.
Let me tell you who Mikey would be. There's a welterweight that Mikey could definitely beat, and that's Keith Thurman. Agreed?
I definitely agree with that.
No! 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 No!
That's all I got.
My guy Gary can't never get his call off, bro. He call all the time. Y'all play sound bites. He don't never get a clean call.
Yo, well, saying crazy shit like that. Look, first of all, I don't know what Rob be playing whenever he plays. It sounds like some sort of African rain.
That's Dog Bay.
Dog
Bay. Damn, he don't even know what it's called. Damn, Ron. I'm trying to back you up.
Dog Bay.
I don't even know what Dog Bay's saying there. It just sounds like he like constantly.
No. It's just a native tribal call.
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
God, you don't know shit. Don't mean we don't know shit, baby.
Hey, Ray Paul. Whatever that is. You know what I'm saying?
I'm still bugging off the goof ass shit Mike was saying on the last caller, bro. I don't even know.
What you mean, bro?
I'm
just saying, man. People are wrong from time to time,
bro.
Baby.
You talking about the Earth? What the fuck you smoking, bro? You smoking some Reggie? You smoking Reggie, bro? What the fuck? Your shit is laced. Your shit is laced.
People still think it's flat.
They were wrong. What I was getting at, the whole point.
We might can say there's an argument out there, but I'm like,
what I was getting at, man, the point, the consensus, the majority, all thought something else, but in actuality, something else was true. Maybe Mikey is in that minority where something else is true. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, maybe you in that minority right along with Mikey. Y'all doing y'all thing together. Ringwalk, what up?
What are my thoughts?
Man, look, I was getting ready to call 911, man. Somebody help my boy Mike, man. He need help. The boy talking crazy.
Oh.
Talking about the Earth. Look, man, we're going to see the fight happen. Let the shit play out. You talking about some other Albert Einstein shit, bro. Don't nobody got time for that.
Albert Einstein.
All I know is I'll be in Carson, California, December 8th to watch Chocolatito on the final HBO card. You know,
he says that like he watches Chocolatito.
Who?
Yeah,
it's so goof ass. Been watching Chocolatito since he was at 112.
Why you calling Chocolatito?
Christian Padilla. A lot of people say the same thing, bro. A lot of people say the same thing.
Who's a lot of people and what the same thing did they say?
You gotta read the chat, baby. If you ain't on the chat, then that's your fault. You gotta go back and watch and listen.
Oh,
what we share between the chat is special, man. We got a bun. They egg on me, but I know sometimes deep down they might like me. Maybe.
Hey Mike, why don't you call Bo Mac? Tell Bud goodnight, all right?
Yeah. Yeah, Tom, good night, B.
Hey, Mr. Alvarez. Well, my final thoughts real quick before we shut it out. Danny Garcia, I put a poll out, you know what I'm saying? I put that on the Boxing Voice IG page if you want to go check it out and you want to go vote. It's on our live story. But, yeah, I mean, having a nice comment today. I mean, who knows? Maybe he is too small. Maybe he is going farther than his limits can take him. But it says something for a guy who wants to, I mean, test himself, who wants to try and be great. So we'll see how it plays out in February if it happens. And I'm looking forward to it. You can follow me on IG at Gross1911 or on Twitter at Gross2312.
Yep. And then my quick final thoughts, just like the famous saying everyone always says, you know, if you got a great small guy and a good big guy, the great small guy usually beats that big good guy. But usually at that point, when you get a great big guy and a great small guy, bigger guy's more likely going to win. And this is just the case. Like, as great as Mikey is, there's no discredit. Like, he gets all the credit. He gets everything on the planet. Cool. Thumbs up. You're taking the tough fight. You're a man. I respect you 100%. I don't take anything away from that. But you're going to get paid really well. And if you lose this fight, it's not surprising. So at this point, if you can shock the whole boxing world and the journalists, cool for you. But I'm going to go with Danny Garcia and say, yo, Arrow's going to win. That's it. You can find Fighter Q on IG and Twitter.
I agree, man. Mikey's going to have to make me a believer. I'd rather clean egg off my face if I'm wrong than believe that this little man is going to be that big, great man. Because I think the Earl will be around for a while. But I am your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. And join us tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. for some TV.
Shout out Erickson Lubin.
TBV in the morning. All right. Peace.
Peace.